Avatar, The Way of Water, the sequel to the highest grossing movie ever, has finally arrived on the screens after a 13-year long wait. The first movie was a visual animation track with an avalanche of color that had never been seen before. The story is simple and yes, highly predictable. James Cameron transports Earth to the breathtaking planet of Pandora, where humans first appeared. Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana's characters, Navi, Jake Sully and Princess Nethery, must go to whatever lengths to safeguard their offspring from the Sky People, which is none other than we, the humans of Earth. Additionally, they have Spider, played by Jack Champion, a human orphan. Colonel Miles Quaritch, played by Stephen Lang, returns during this time as a unique avatar to get revenge on Jack Sully and his followers. Spider is taken away after being kidnapped. Jake chooses to relocate his family to a new location where the Metkayana clan resides in order to protect his family. However, the colonel and his sky people will also be moving into this new house, determined. Water is the way that connects everything. Before and after our deaths, the sea will always be our home. The beauty of this Avatar fantasy lies in its underlying spiritual arc and the ode to the continuity of life. Beyond the 3D visual spectacle that it is, something we can rely on James Cameron to provide. Life will always find a way. Regardless of the environment, it changes because life is transformative. Action and emotion are both strong points in the sequel. As I have already stated, the story isn't really original, but the storytelling and visual brilliance are truly epic and otherworldly. Let's look at some of the positives. The epic story of Avatar and its sequel was masterminded by James Cameron, who already gave away the plot in the trailers. Still, he creates a fantastic viewing experience for the film with his superb characterizations and screenplay. The way James leads part 1 and part 2 is excellent. He provides a clever explanation and helps people to understand the relationship between both the parts. The film was an emotional experience because of the way he linked together some of the major characters from the first part. The Na'vi people and the creatures they love are both beautiful in Avatar 2. James Cameron beautifully demonstrates the emotional bond between the giant creatures called Tulkin and Na'vi clan. When it comes to performances, it was the kids that did well. Their innocence, tenacity and desire to learn new things have all been beautifully displayed. I have got a good impression about Kiri and Nethiya. They made every effort. The roles of Tonowari, the Metkayana clan's leader, and his wife Ronan, played by Cliff Curtis, and the lovely Kate Winslet respectively, were explained. Stephen Lang's villainous behavior is spot on once more. The war scenes at the climax are incredible, and Jake Sully and his team's strategies for defeating foes are also excellent. Now, time to examine some not so good points. Yes, there are, though I'm hesitant to mention them since part 1 had set such high standards. The very real, breathtaking imagery of the original Avatar is replaced with realism in The Way of Water. The underwater environment we first encounter is quite bland and dominated by mostly blues and greys. They had the chance to build a water world on Pandora that was comparable to the forest in the first movie. A little let down for the view. The next disappointment obviously comes with the plot and the characters who fail to successfully transition from the first. A cardboard cutout of a marine biologist is given a few lines to reveal a new plot development. We observe corporate greed's desire to extract granular fluids from Tulkin, which has no use, in order to bring eternal life back to Earth. In the original, Sigourney Weaver plays a complex character who must contend with serious ethical and scientific issues as well as corporate greed and lack of vision. The biologist is just helping a bunch of criminals completely miss a corporate manager who is trying to strike a balance between science and profits. It's the story as previously said. By watching the trailers, one must easily figure out the plot. But James Cameron does a good job at narration. Additionally, the movie's length is almost 3 hours, which makes it difficult to sit for such a long period of time. James Cameron placed a lot of focus on emotions, particularly with the kids, compared to the first part. In the first half, there isn't much screen time for Jake Sully and Nethery. Additionally, the colonel's character could have been written better. Thus, here's my opinion of the film. On the whole, this movie is all about family and emotions. The film has decent underwater visuals to make everyone dwell in the ocean world. If you're okay with the lengthy runtime, give it a watch on the biggest screen possible to experience this crazy magnum opus. What say? Will James Cameron's directorial life up to the hype? I would love to see your comments in this video comment. Do drop your love if you have liked this review. Until next, take care, stay blessed. Happy New Rocking Year 2023 in advance.